Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. I bring a lot of issues up about mental health because I have a bachelor in psychology and I worked in psychology. I wanted to do something else, but I also am open-minded to doing it again, but in a different situation. Now, the question is, does asking one question means I need a doctor? In other words, I asked a question to Ava about something related to how I was feeling in my home and, you know, criminal matter and stuff. And the lawyer who was consulting said, again, you know, this is a mental health issue. And, you know, first of all, I just asked him a question legally about some issue I was having with my home. You know, like, what can I do besides a restraining order to stop some individuals, you know, who I was having trouble with? And that's a fair legal matter. When I asked the lawyer the question, his name is James Finchley. When I asked him that question, he said, you need to seek a doctor, mental health issue. And I wonder, how did mental health get involved with just asking a basic question? It was derogatory, insulting to me. It was unfair. And Jay Fincy, the lawyer who specializes in San Diego, is not a mental health expert. As it was shown, he then sent an email to another lawyer who had experience with brain injuries and asked him about a question that I asked him regarding, you know, harassment and some other issues. So I felt I was dealing with something that, you know, someone who is stepping over their expertise and someone who have pretty much shown what an idiot he is, whether it's true or not. He is a lawyer, legal issues. Now, if I had told him a question like, if I told him I was mentally ill or I was seeing things and I was a victim of a crime and I was explaining something that was really way out, bizarre, odd, to the point where you can clearly see something related to mental health, then perhaps bring it up. But he doesn't know me. I was asking him a legal question. And my question, I read it, it seemed very rational. It did not seem very odd. The problem I have with this situation is that some lawyers on AVO and legal internet sites, as well as other people, think that they have a right to assess just a question and go beyond the scope of their expertise. I do have heard people with a PhD or PsyD or MFT, if they had MA in psychology or something in that matter, or some background of training, I still feel that it would be insulting, because expertise is important in this matter. And how would asking a question about a certain thing related to harassment or voyeurism means that I need to get to a mental hospital or something? That doesn't make sense. The bottom line is, if you ask a question to an attorney or someone regarding something legally, it's not fair for them to give a whole assessment of your whole being, even if they had experience with people with mental health issues in the past. They are not experts. I would leave it to a PhD, a medical doctor, and masters of family, you know, counseling or something like that. They have more expertise in that matter. And are they directly involved? This lawyer doesn't even know me. This lawyer said nothing. He doesn't even know nothing about me. And I just asked him a basic rational question. All he had to do was answer my question on a legal basis, not analyze my whole well-being, whether it's really true or not, or what, who, what, when, where, or why, or how my health is in relation to this. The important thing is, he should have just given me the legal question. I don't think it's fair. This is not a good attorney. if you want to speak to a good attorney, or you speak to someone who still give you, who's fair, sincere, give you, who try to give you respect when you're asking them for a question or a consultation. You don't want to hire an attorney who make an analysis of you who's derogatory, rude, obnoxious, and lack the ability to understand their client's needs or questions. There are a lot of lawyers who go beyond the belt. They go beyond the line, and they say and do things that has no relation to the case or to the particular concern that their client wants them to be in. We put lawyers on pedestals. Lawyers are human too, and some people who get their law degree and practice law have demonstrated that they should not be in law in the first place. That's why we have a lot of lawyers who've been disbarred. If you have someone analyze your mental health or analyze you for something personal, all because you asked a question that's in relation to legally, you should consult the California Bar of Examiners to see if they can do an analysis of this attorney. You will find out that a lot of these attorneys, like Jay Fincy or some perhaps others, are not qualified to be involved in, and they're probably getting disbarred. And a lawyer should not be making mental health assessments, especially if they're not an expert. Leave it to the PhD, PsyD, MFT, something like that. I think it's unfair for one expert to go beyond the scope of what they know and make a whole analysis of somebody without knowing all the facts. If you have somebody who could say you need a mental health issue, you need to go to the hospital, something wrong with your legs, something wrong with you personally, and because you ask them a question about what can I do besides a restraining order or other legal questions, that is not in a good attorney. Report them to the California Bar or can report them to whatever state association that's in charge of assessment of attorneys. We are not here to trespass on others and make analysis that we are not that we don't know or we're not aware of. And I wanted to mention the same attorney who made this analysis asked another attorney online who is not necessarily an expert, who had experience with brain injuries, about my question. You know what an idiot that is? Do not talk to Jay Fincy about anything relating to crime because he's an idiot. So that's all I have to say on this topic. I feel that it is only fair, and I feel that I am right to give this analysis of this attorney. If you ask a question to an attorney about something legally, they should not be giving an analysis of your whole mental health. Now, whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter, especially if they're not an expert in mental health to begin with. They're an expert on legal matters only.